You have reached emergency red dot assistance. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Are you in need of red dot assistance?
Yes, I locked my keys in the car.
Hey, can you verify a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
I'm calling from work, 818-893-5887.
Okay, may I have the spelling of your first name?
What'd you say?
May I have the spelling of your first name?
E-D-I-T-H-S.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
E-D-I-T-H.
Okay, may I have the spelling of your last name?
E-A-R-T-E-R.
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you. What was that?
E-A-R-T-E-R.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service today?
I didn't understand what you said. What did you say?
Would you like to receive mobile text updates today regarding your service?
No.
It's just text message with the provider's name, their estimated time of arrival, and their phone number.
Not really. Would you be able to estimate while we're on the phone? Hello?
May I have your policy number?
All right, yeah, I'm trying to get it right now. It's locked in the glove compartment, and I was trying to get it from an email, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. Can I just give you my address?
We would need the policy number to locate your policy.
It's locked in my glove compartment. You know, this isn't the first time I've called for roadside assistance when my policy, everything was locked in the glove compartment.
Okay, are you able to reach out to your insurance company to get that information?
I thought one of these emails would have my policy number on it, but it doesn't. Hello?
Yes, are you able to reach out to your insurance company to get that information?
Huh?
Are you able to reach out to your insurance company to get that information?
I thought you were my insurance company.
We are just roadside assistance, a third party through your insurance company, so we're not your insurance company directly. So
yeah,
you would need to contact your actual insurance agent to get that information.
You can find it. Find it from my address. I can give you my address, and then you can find it.
No, that's the only way to locate your policy is with the policy number and then the last six digits of the VIN number.
What do you expect people to do when this stuff is locked in their glove compartment? How are they going to
tell
you that?
You would need to contact your insurance company directly, and they can provide that information for you.
I don't recall having to make two phone calls before. I've had this happen when nobody was open. Look,
yes, you would need to contact your insurance company unless you wanted to continue with an out-of-pocket expense.
Thank you.